Hello everyone, my name is Cody and I'm from the Rancor's Brothel. This is our submission for the 2018 PopCon Podcast Awards.
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel. Great Scott.
Get off my plane.
The Rancor's Brothel is an RPG podcast based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Originally started as a weekly talk show of all things nerd, we eventually evolved into producing actual plays, recording ourselves playing through a bevy of RPG systems and adventures. Our original cast features...
It's Matt.
This is Troy.
This is Cody.
This is Lucas.
I'm Jeff.
And in the past 3 years of producing RPG shows, we've added a few other familiar voices.
I'm Dave.
My name's Josh.
I'm Potter.
Daniel.
Schroeder.
Jazz.
I'm Flynn.
Shit, can't follow that.
The Rancor's Brothel releases twice weekly on Tuesdays and Thursdays, with the occasional bit of extra content released on Wednesdays. Our Tuesday show, Brothel D&D, relays the ongoing adventures of our original group as they set out through various published D&D campaigns.
God, this is intimidating when the whole table looks to me. I'm in control now.
The podcast has already played through the entirety of Horde of the Dragon Queen and Curse of Strahd.
Was it worth it?
We're all just surrounded and around it.
I'll see you in hell.
Maybe.
He's not moving.
That was your f***ing yippee-ki-yay motherfucker.
I stabbed him with my spear.
Was maybe.
I stabbed him with a sun sword. Everybody just stabbed him with something.
I'm holding two vials of holy water and I punch him.
And we're now featuring Out of the Abyss.
As I was trying to say, I would stop and light a torch because I can't f***ing see, Jeff.
And Tomb of Annihilation.
Put on your notes City of Omu for the Undead and watch out for snake people. I don't know how to spell Omu.
O-M-U.
That's, wow.
That was not what I was going to put.
Nope.
O-M-O-O.
M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M
mine. We feasted for weeks. It was amazing. He will be missed.
Cthursdays often feature Lovecraftian-inspired gaming, predominantly utilizing the Call of Cthulhu and Delta Green systems.
Yep, yeah. I have not yet survived a Detweiler scenario.
Assuming that...
Why stop now?
We recently completed the Call of Cthulhu campaign, Tatters of the King, and are currently featuring the Emmy-nominated Sense of the Sleight of Hand Man by Dennis Detweiler.
Which way?
This way! And he takes off running.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Fuck that guy.
Fuck all these people.
It's fucked. We're all fucked.
We're fucked.
We're fucking fucked.
He's gonna take us down an alley. We're gonna get stabbed.
Every fucking in this fucking place is fucking us.
I fucking hate this place.
Fucked up.
We've also featured Red Markets, Shadows of Esterin, Trail of Cthulhu, and more. And we plan to play as much as possible for our listeners.
Dice roll.
Oh, got it. There's a big old spike nice. There. Look at that.
So what makes us different from all the other RPG podcasts out there? Consummate professionalism.
One of the Umber Hulks lumbers up to you and swings its claw for a 23. I'm sorry, does that hit?
Can't hear you.
You.
It's an audio show.
You savage, smoking piece of shit. You know that that hits.
You get upset.
You
people assume.
Made a fucking cheat sheet with our armor classes on it. You know what fucking hit. Fucking prick, motherfucker.
It was a very shitty thing to do, but I do like it.
To be fair, we're not actors, rules lawyers.
There are a few rule changes. We aren't going to really explain them all right now. We'll just kind of explain them as they come up. If they come up, when they come up, they should probably come up.
Expert gamers, or even competent players most of the time.
Hey, I'm just being as much of a rules dick as you're going to be, so...
We're those friends you had in high school that played in your mom's basement. And while we have families and mortgages of our own now, there's still nothing we'd rather be doing than sitting around the table gaming.
Are we recording?
Yes. You're just being fat?
Yeah, sometimes as I lay in bed, I just say to no one,
I'm just being fat. It's all right. Just in case anybody was wondering anywhere. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm just being fat.
In the past few years, we've grown through a strong fan base that supports us at patreon.com/rancors_brothel, where we produce exclusive episodes, confessional blogs, and raffle away sweet brothel swag. We're also fortunate to have talented friends like Sleep for the Weary. The Nashville-based band provides us with excellent music intros like this. I would lay my body down.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If Messiah breeds necromancy, who needs heaven? Give me blasphemy.
And this one.
Now my eyelids are growing weak.
The sense of the sleight of hand, man.
Close my eyes and I'm counting sheep.
A Call of Cthulhu Dreamlands campaign.
I fall silent and not a peep.
By Dennis Detweiler.
I descend farther into sleep.
Welcome to the nightmare.
How do I find?
The band brings a bit of sophistication to the otherwise scruffy show we produce.
I believe you were, as the turn of phrase goes, choking a bitch out?
Yes.
Like what you hear? Need more shenanigans like this in your life? Only have a short bit of time to listen? Check out a Delta Green scenario.
Ring.
The rug's ringing.
Looking for something a little longer? Our D&D campaigns run anywhere from 60 to 90 episodes.
But I don't do well as a player, which is why I run games.
Check us out at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel or tweet at Rancors Brothel. We look forward to hearing from you. As always, thanks for listening. Much love, everyone.
Jeff's got nice titties. They look like sausage patties. They make me hungry for some meat.
You need one more burn. You need one more line, that's it.
Keep going.
Oh, it would be a treat.
Hmm.